prayer comes from Psalm 84, 8 through 12, which is actually the psalm we'll be singing here in a minute. So get a double dose of Psalm 84. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy Christ for our sake. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. In our psalm of praise, we're on Psalm 147b. move on to Psalm 119, LF, Part 1. I don't know, do we have an extra Psalm sheet?
If I could look at the Levites, it would help me anyhow. Be closer to it. Here.
reading section and singing of the Psalms. So why don't we go to Leviticus chapter 23. We have a little bit of a special reading for us today. That'll be explained here in a moment. In Leviticus chapter 23, 9 through 12, and then we'll go right to Deuteronomy 16, 9 through 10 for our Old Testament reading. And this corresponds to the time in which we're in as far as the way we worship, the calendar we use for worship. So that's the whole reason why we're a little bit out of cycle using this time for remembering why we do what we do. So we'll explain some of that in the message I got prepared. All right, so we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 23. And we're going to go to verse 9. Let's go back one page. We will read from 9 down to verse 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest.
And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it.
And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf an heifer lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord.
We'll just stop reading right there for that. We'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 16. Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And we're going to read from 9, just 9 and 10. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn.
And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God, with the tribute of a freewill offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God, according to the Lord thy God hath blessed thee.
Let's go to our New Testament reading, which is going to come from John chapter 12, the whole chapter.
All right. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my bearing hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel, that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they had heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people thereof, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of the light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believes on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Amen. You may be seated and we'll go into Bible study.
I with my groaning weary am, I also all the night my bed have caused it for to swim, and I with tears my couch have watered. Mine eye consumed with grief grows old, because of all mine enemies, hence from me wicked workers all, for God hath heard my weeping cries. God hath my supplication heard, my prayer
Psalms, and that was not chosen because of the message. So it just happened to fall that way, but it was, couldn't have picked a better one. Tell you what, why don't we go to the back to the confessional section of our little book? What's left of it? These books truly need reprinted real soon here. They are falling apart. We'll go to the very first one, which in Hebrew is called the Shema. Shema Israel Yahweh Elohnu Yahweh Akkad. The Confession of Christ of the Greatest Commandments. This comes directly from Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7 and Leviticus 19, 13, but is quoted by Jesus in Mark 12, 29 through 31. And Jesus answered, "The first of all the commandments is,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this,
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these."
They who answer thus answer wisely, for Jesus said unto him who knew these commandments are greatest,
"You are not far from the kingdom of God."
Likewise, we take our Bible, we'll go to the Ten Commandments of Exodus chapter 20, and we can understand that the first five commandments are to be understood towards God, and the last five commandments are to be understood towards neighbor. And that is why Jesus said, "All the law hangs upon these." Exodus chapter 20. We'll read the Ten Commandments all together. And God spake all of these words, saying,
"I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of the bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Father, on this day we're just thankful, Lord. We think of your blessings and your care for us, Lord. That you do reveal yourself to us, Lord, through your word. Thank you for these words tonight. And as we think about this time of year, Lord, the sacrifice you paid for us and giving your life, fulfilling the plan that's set through the ages, Lord, we thank you that we can be part of that plan, that we can share, Lord, in the abundance of eternal life because of what you did for us on the cross. Just help us to appreciate that. Thank you for just the reading of your law right now, Lord, reminder of your whole counsel, Lord. Help us to really live in a way where we are loving you with all our heart and our neighbor as ourself, Father. Thank you for our gathering together here tonight, that your spirit's in our midst. Help us to please you with what we do with the rest of our time tonight. Bless this time we have, Father. And thank you just for each person in this room. We ask you to draw each one of us here closer to you and have a greater awareness of your call, your presence, your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.